The father of a man shot by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, has told the Chicago Sun-Times that his son is now paralyzed from the waist down. Meanwhile, protests over the shooting continued overnight. Hundreds of people took to the streets calling for justice for Jacob Blake, the black man who on Sunday was shown on video to have been shot multiple times by police in the back at point blank range. There were also protests in New York, D.C. and Minneapolis. Deneen Smith is a criminal justice reporter for Kenosha News and joins us now. And Deneen, you visited some of the areas where protests happened last night and talked with people. The governor of Wisconsin has now called on the National Guard to help. What have you learned about the growing discontent over the shooting and the investigation?
The National Guard was here last night. There were small numbers, about 150, I believe. We're hearing mixed messages from people out in the community. There's certainly a lot of upset over the shooting, over the video. I spoke to a man this morning who actually started crying talking about the video. And people are also very upset and kind of frightened by the destruction that's been happening with the protests over the last 2 days.
Yes, we've been seeing some of that video. Buildings set on fire, cars set on fire, conflict between police and the protesters back and forth. But for those who are just learning about what transpired between officers and Jacob Blake, can you briefly tell us about the claims about what happened on Sunday?
Police say that they were called to the neighborhood at about 5 o'clock Sunday for a call of a domestic incident. Our reporter that was out at the scene that night spoke to people at the scene who said that Mr. Blake tried to break up a fight between two women, and he ended up having a dispute with the police. On the video, it shows the police following him, at least one of the officers with a gun drawn, as he tries to get into a car. The officer appears to shoot him multiple times in the back.
We've been hearing from Blake's father through social media that his son is alive and in the hospital, but possibly paralyzed. What's the latest that you know that's officially been told to the media about Blake's condition?
Authorities have simply been saying that he's in serious condition. They said they provided him immediate aid at the scene and that he was taken by a Flight for Life helicopter to a hospital in Milwaukee and had surgery. That is as much as they will update on his condition at the hospital.
What is the latest with the officer or officers accused of shooting Blake? What's the district attorney saying about possible charges?
So right now, the investigation into what happened is with the Wisconsin Department of Justice. That's an independent agency called in to conduct an investigation when there's a police shooting. The identities of the officers involved have also not been released. I don't know how many are being considered through the investigation, but the Department of Justice said that the officers involved are all on administrative leave. When that investigation is over, then its findings will be turned over to the local district attorney, who will make a decision on whether there should be charges brought or not.
And we heard from that district attorney who said there are two determinations here. Number one, did any officers in this case commit any crime? And can we prove it without a reasonable doubt? And these determinations could be complicated by this video evidence, right? I mean, the person who shot the video acknowledges that it's not a continuous filming of what transpired. The man who shot this video said he captured the middle to the end of this interaction between Blake mm-hmm. and police. Have authorities said anything about this?
With the Wisconsin Department of Justice being brought in to investigate, the police will no longer comment on anything involving the investigation or the incident, and really haven't spoken even about the unrest in the community. They've been very, very quiet.
That's Deneen Smith. She's a criminal justice reporter with Kenosha News. Deneen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.